Welcome to another edition of Shamrock Stories, a podcast for the New Haven School District in New Haven, Missouri. This podcast is going to feature the recaps from the school board meetings from August 25th, plus two small special board meetings that we had in late July and early August to make some extra hires. I have a couple of guests for this podcast, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves at this time.
Hi there, I'm Mrs. Otten, elementary school principal.
And I am Mr. Pyrick, middle school, high school principal.
The meeting this month started off with a tax levy public comment period. We didn't have anybody that commented during that time, but the board still takes a lot of consideration into how they set their levies. I won't bore you with the math behind setting the levies, but just know in basic terms that as assessed valuation grows throughout our school district, we don't get to recoup all of that growth. So for example, the assessed valuation in the New Haven School District grew a little over 6.5% this year, but due to state laws, we're only allowed to recoup whatever the consumer price index is. This year, that was 2.9%. Therefore, our levies that we charge our citizens have to decrease in order for us to not collect too much money. So the ceiling for our operating levy this year went down to 3.9025. Last year it was 3.9444. The board approved that operating levy of 3.9025 at the maximum level, which is very common for most boards around the state. Our debt service, although we could have charged the citizens 0.8023, we promised you the last time that we ran a bond issue that we would not do that, and so we will remain at 75 cents again this year, just as promised. As we do each and every month, the next portion of our board meeting is on the positive comments. If you look at the positive comment tab on our agenda, you'll notice that the first pictures are of our district staff as they return for this year. We're very fortunate in this school district to have great staff. And the first picture shows a handful of new employees that we have for this year. Our turnover rate was very low, and so we don't have a lot of new employees, but we're really excited for the group that we have. I think they're going to do a great job. The next couple of pictures are of our entire staff. The first group was the number of staff that you can kind of see visually in that picture of how many of our staff members come from New Haven. How many of them went to school in New Haven? And then the next one is our entire staff. And it's a nice mix. We have a lot of kids that grow up and come back here and work, and they have that pride in our school district. But we also mix that with a lot of ideas and thoughts and talent from surrounding areas. And so we're really excited for our staff and really fortunate to have them.
Prior to the first day of school, the elementary, as well as the middle school, high school, held an open house. And at the elementary, nearly all of our families attended. It was nice to get kids back in the hall. It just doesn't seem right to be in a school without kids in it. So it was nice to see all those families come back ready and eager for a new school year. School started August 18th, and the week went very smoothly. I rolled out a new initiative called Shamrock Pride. We talked to the students about being positive, respectful, showing integrity, being dependable, and giving their best effort. The first Friday of the new week back, teachers recognize a large group of students, as you'll see in the photo, that showed those qualities that first week back. We're very proud of them and look forward to recognizing those students every Friday who show pride. One of our former elementary students, who's now over across town at the middle school, Reagan Molitor, was honored at the state fair. Each year, our students in the elementary create fire prevention posters based on a theme through our local fire department. Hers won and therefore went to the state fair, and she received third place and some recognition there. So we are excited for her.
At the middle school and high school over the summer, we've had a ton of building improvements. A lot of that was flooring. Had some painting too, but our flooring projects are all done and finished, with the exception of some Kelly Green baseboard that was back ordered. But all of our floors look great. Really happy with the way they turned out. Russ is finishing up some building of stalls and whatnot in the bathrooms, but I thought all of our improvements went really well, and they look really well too. We had every single middle school family show up for open house. We didn't have a single folder go unclaimed that night, which is, I think, a really special thing. And over 90% of our high school families came out too. And then as of Monday afternoon, we had every single form that parents had to fill out and return for different kinds of information. We had every single one of them back, which is really nice. Not having to chase down kids or call parents and just basically chase that until we have it. So that's really a shout out to our families there for being involved and showing up and taking care of their end of the deal. So got to thank them for that.
I think it's an important point to hit on talking to some area superintendents who had to cancel school on the second and third day of school because of water main breaks. It's really important that we get that information back early so we can set up our systems to notify parents if something like that were to happen here. So it's just so important, and our parents do a great job of being timely with getting that information back to us. We also have some pictures on Positive Comment of some construction that did take place around the district this summer. We had a number of concrete projects. Most notably, you'll see a big concrete area that was finished down near the track and a sidewalk outside of our new weight room. Really cleans up the area. We also, at the elementary school, divided the counselor's room, which was the old library when the building was first built. And so we divided that large classroom into a regular size classroom and then a small office area. We're just running out of room, especially in our special education department in the elementary building. And so it was nice to be able to work this summer with some local contractors and get that division done. And we're really excited about how that turned out. We also got a fresh coat of epoxy on our gym stage. Ms. Shear actually did that as our in-house painter. Her and Mr. Stan do a great job of keeping our buildings looking great over the summer. It takes a lot of work, and I think they're really proud with what they pulled off this summer. And our biggest projects this summer were the flooring throughout the middle and high school. And so we put epoxy flooring in the art room, in a bathroom down near the music room, in the cafeteria, in the locker rooms, and then we also added carpeting to our music room. We're pretty excited about the carpeting in there because the acoustics are just so much better in that room. I think most of you will probably notice the cafeteria flooring most, because when you come to ball games, it's where we have the most visitors in the district. And so we were really excited about how that turned out, and we feel like it's going to be a really good solution for us for the long term. And we're going to see how that flooring works over the next few months, and there's a good chance that we'll do more projects, hallways and bathrooms, in that epoxy next summer.
That big shamrock right there, that wasn't something we were sure that could be pulled off at the beginning, but I think it turned out pretty nice.
We didn't have any old business this month, but we did have three items under new business. The first one is our ASBR report, which is the annual Secretary of the Board report. It's a lot of financial reporting that our auditor helps to make sure that it's a clean document, and it's all of our reporting that goes to DESE. You'll see in there, it's 32 pages long, so I'm not encouraging you to read the whole thing if you don't want to, but our fund balances are strong. At this time, we feel like the New Haven School District is in a very good financial place. We do worry about some trends that we see both at the federal level, state, and possibly even the local level with Senate Bill 3 that we'll talk about in the future. But at this time, we've kind of been very careful with our finances the last few years, built up really strong reserves, and hopefully if a storm is on the horizon, that we're in a good place to weather that storm. The second item under new business was policy updates. We end up getting a batch of policy updates from our provider normally once or twice a year, and most of it centers around legislation that was passed last spring. This update is the largest that I've seen in my career. It is 31 or 32 policies and regulations that have to be updated at some point this fall. And the document that kind of outlines that is currently 69 pages long. I say currently because I will probably make a few minor changes to this document for next month when I take it back to the board, because some of these policies, we have New Haven specific versions of those. And so the document that I have posted for the August board meeting is just straight from our policymaker. I will adjust those to reflect policies and how we've adopted those in the past for next month, and the board will make a decision on these policies in either September or October. I'm not going to go through all 30-something policies and regulations, but we did have a couple that we wanted to touch on. The first one is Policy 2656, which is student cell phone usage, and that has been a lot of talk in many districts around the state. And it hasn't been much of a talk in New Haven because we've had that for a long time. So if the principals kind of want to weigh in on their thoughts on that policy, I'd entertain that.
I think talking to the other principals in the conference, the other high school principals in the conference, it was a big transition for them and their schools and how to implement it. And I was able to sit there and just smile and say, well, we've been doing this forever. I'm not having any trouble with it. And that was kind of all leading into the school year. They were kind of worried about it, but then getting with them last week during the first week of school, several of them mentioned that it really wasn't as big a deal as they thought. And we were only a couple days in at that point, so who knows, as kids miss their phone more and more and more, what could happen. But they just remarked that their cafeteria was louder because kids were actually talking to each other. Their hallways were louder because kids were conversing and talking to each other. And that's something that we've just always had here. It's kind of nice to see our kids talking to each other. Their heads aren't buried in their phones all the time. And they're enjoying each other's company, basically. So as that kind of spreads to other schools, I get that will be a good thing for their schools as well. But it's been nice that we haven't had to have a huge adjustment period for it.
The other policy we wanted to touch on was Policy 4825, which will require all of our staff members to be CPR, AED, and first aid certified by September of 2026. In the past, our bus drivers have always been certified. Mission mandates that our coaches have always been certified, but now everybody will be certified.
If you come over to my building at the elementary and ask any student what our most important job is that we do, and they will all say to keep them safe. And I think this policy just fits right along with that. It was nice to see so many people in the training and just knowing that if help is needed, we all have the ability and the knowledge to, you know, assist before emergency personnel can get there.
We also get questions from time to time if we have AEDs in our buildings, and we have for many years. We have one in the cafeteria at the high school, and we have one just outside the cafeteria at the elementary school. And we also, in the last year or two, we bought two more. One is housed at the track, and the other one is housed at the baseball field. So when those sports are not in session, then we actually have two AEDs in each building. And Nurse Cassie does a great job of making sure those have pads that aren't expired and batteries that are still charged.
Yeah, if you can get an AED to the scene and just turn it on, anybody can really jump in and save a life.
The last item under new business was updating the board about a bus grant that we've been working on. And so a few years ago, Ameren was fined for having a coal plant that didn't meet federal regulations. Part of the fine that Ameren has to pay goes towards purchasing electric school buses. And so, although we are not at the finish line by any means, that's what we're working on. So we're working on writing a proposal to Ameren for three buses. They are our oldest buses. The model years for those buses are 1994, 2003, and 2009. So if we're able to put three brand new electric buses into our fleet, Then our oldest buses that we own would be 2018s, and our buses would be in pretty good shape for quite a while. Once again, planning to try to keep us financially solvent, buses can be one of the largest expenditures that we have. So if this grant works out, it wouldn't be a matching grant where we have to pay a certain percentage. The Ameren grant works that they would pay 100% of the price of the bus and also possibly the infrastructure that goes along with that. And we won't know that answer until we turn in our proposal, but we're very hopeful and things look good at this time. Having said that, you won't see these buses, even if approved, probably for 12 to 18 months. It takes quite a while to get these buses in, so you're not going to see them immediately, but it is a project that we're working on.
Dr. Hainer, you mentioned infrastructure that goes into that electric bus. What does that infrastructure look like?
So it's going to be obviously some electrical work and transformers that have to be installed. It also is going to be some concrete work because these buses, just because of where the lines run throughout our community, we're going to need to place these buses where our dumpsters are currently located. And so there's going to be a lot of concrete work down on the east end of our building, and we're going to be able to work with local contractors to get that done. And then we're going to have to figure out where our dumpsters relocate to, but we feel like that's a small price to pay.
Also, before we get too carried away here, going back to the CPR stuff, we do need to thank the guys at the ambulance building for, I mean, Justin and Chris were really accommodating to us and getting, I think it was 40-ish people through there for testing. So that was really helpful.
Although we didn't have any hires at our normal board meeting in August, we did have some hires at our special board meetings on July 30th. We're able to bring back Mrs. Connor as our Parents as Teacher Director again for this year. We hired Stacy Watson as our bookkeeper. She will be replacing Michelle Shear, who retires on October 31st. We hired Brooke Stallman as a paraprofessional and Bob Prisner as a custodian. At our special meeting on August 18th, we hired Bill Matthews as a paraprofessional for this year, Beth Epker and Rebecca Robertson as cooks for this school year. That is all for this podcast. And once again, we always want to thank you for your continued support of the New Haven School District.